Part 3.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Do you know when the planning board will meet? I received two memos today with different times on them.
There was an update this morning. They said the meeting scheduled for 3:30. Didn't you get it? Everyone got it.
I must have missed it somehow. I have been so busy.
Well, everyone else got it, though. You always don't get it the first time. What's going on, Mike?
Number 41. When will the planning board meet? Number 42. What is the problem Mike is faced with? Number 43. What is the woman frustrated with? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you met the new safety inspector for our factory?
Yes, he seems to be quite old, but diligent. He was certainly checking everything carefully.
He's talking to management now. He'll be here on the assembly line next.
Okay. Well, let us get ready. We don't want to be the only department with a flaw, you know.
Number 44. Where does this conversation take place? Number 45. What do you know about the new inspector? Number 46. What will the speakers probably do next?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We can't really afford the new furniture for the reception area right now.
But don't you think that chairs are starting to look dated? They've been here since I started to work in this company.
I don't know. I think the chairs themselves are okay. Maybe they would look better if they were closer together. What do you think?
I just think that we should get some brand new furniture. It will help the employees to renew their minds about work too.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What do you know about the furniture in the reception area? Number 49. Why does the woman want the new furniture?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Would you like to join us for dinner at the French restaurant this Saturday? Their dishes are fantastic.
I'd love to, but I already have plans. I'm expecting company from out of town this weekend.
Oh, that's too bad. Then maybe we can work it out some other time.
Yeah, for sure. How about next Saturday, then? We can either go to the same place or to the ocean. There is a very nice restaurant at the seashore.
Number 50. What is the woman asking the man? Number 51. Why does the man refuse the invitation? Number 52. When will they probably meet next?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a TV. I was thinking about getting one of those HD TVs, but I don't know much about them.
Well, I'll try to tell you all you need to know about our selection and about high-definition TV. Basically, HD TV gives you much higher resolution, the same kind of resolution you would get on a DVD movie, and the same amazing sound quality. We have many types of HD TVs, ranging from 29 inches to a whopping 56 inches. I should also add that for all TV purchases over $1,000, you get a free DVD and 10% off any speaker set you wish to buy with your TV.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. However, I think my price range is about $1,500. I'm not too sure about getting speakers yet. I just want to get the biggest HD TV I can get for $1,500.
Well, I've got two pretty good choices for you. One is a 52-inch projection monitor TV that's selling for just under $1,000, and a smaller 23-inch HD TV for $1,200. Mind you, it is a flat panel screen. It's so thin you can hang it up like a painting. The projection monitor is a bit bulkier, but it is bigger. Of course, we'll take care of shipping, free of charge, and both come with a 1-year labor and parts warranty.
Number 53. What is the man's maximum budget? Number 54. What bonus is not offered for TVs priced over $1,000? Number 55. What unit is selling for $1,200? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my brother referred you to me. There seems to be a problem under my sink and with my toilet. Basically, both are leaking and making my floor wet.
No problem. First, let's see if we can fix this problem over the phone. If not, then I can come over and hopefully fix it there. Now, first with the toilet. Take off the cover and flush and tell me what you see.
Oh, I see. It looks like the drain plug stopper has a crack in it. It's not stopping the water properly. I guess I won't be needing your help for the toilet anymore, but there's still something wrong with the sink. It just keeps on dripping and really keeps me up at night.
Well, more than likely, you have to replace the washer on your sink. Those are really cheap and easy to fix. All you need to do is take an up-close picture of your faucet and knobs and take a rough estimate measurement of them as well. And then take the pictures and measurements to any hardware store. They should be able to give you the right washer. With the washer package, it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to change the washer. That should save you about $40 on labor. If you're still having trouble, give me another call, and I'll bring my tools and parts and fix it up for you.
Number 56. What is the man's profession? Number 57. What needs to be replaced with the toilet? Number 58. What does the woman have to bring to a hardware store? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello and welcome to Betty's. Can I take your order, please?
I'd like a ham and cheese sandwich on rye bread with a small pineapple juice.
Certainly, ma'am. I'll be right back with your drink. Your food should be ready in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and I'd also like you to bring me some extra napkins when you have a moment.
Number 59. Who is the man? Number 60. What does the woman want? Number 61. What will he bring her first?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Have you received memos about our annual company picnic? The ones I sent out have an error on them.
Are you going to send out a corrected memo? You better do it as soon as you can, since everyone is about to take off for home.
It might be easier just to send out the email with the right information then.
Yeah, it should be much easier and efficient to do that.
Number 62. How does the man want to fix the problem? Number 63. What is the memo about?
Number 64. What is true about what is being sent out instead of memos?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
John, I can't find my notes for the meeting. I need them to finish my summary for the committee.
Why don't you just use mine then? They're in my office. I will go to get them.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. I will give them back as soon as I look them over.
Just a few things for you to be aware. Please don't make any marks on my notes, don't make copies, and don't show other people. I'm sorry, I get sensitive when it comes to my notes.
Number 65. Why does the woman need the notes? Number 66. Where are the man's notes? Number 67. What did the man warn the woman about?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
A number of employees have been complaining about air conditioning. I think we'd better get some estimates for a new system.
We should settle on a contract before the suppliers get too busy this summer.
I'll ask Mr. Water to make some phone calls, and in the meanwhile, I suppose we should keep the windows open.
No, opening up the windows won't help that much. I will try to get some fans from other offices, if they have any. That will lessen the heat a bit.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. Why should they come to a solution before the summer? Number 70. What does the man say they should do?